Well, welcome to another Hank Unplugged podcast, a podcast that is committed to bring the most interesting, informative, and inspirational people directly to your earbuds. Today's podcast is a little different in that I want to feature something that I have been writing about to our constituency. I want to feature what I call a cult, the cult of wokeism. I came to this understanding of wokeism as a cult as a direct result of reading a book that I would highly recommend that you read as well. The book is titled Awake, Not Woke, A Christian Response to the Cult of Progressive Ideology. It's written by Noel Meering. And in this podcast, I want to highlight wokeism as one of the most dangerous cults in all of Western civilization, perhaps in all of human civilization, precisely as Noel Meering has outlined in this book. You see, our organization, the Christian Research Institute, actually began as a counter-cult equipping ministry and thus has invested decades in monitoring the deceptions and the distortions of cults. But like I just mentioned a moment ago, Western civilization has never known a cult like the cult that I want to talk about today. Why is that? It is because no other cult has come remotely close to the peril that this cult represents to civilization as we have known it. No other cult has threatened our foundational beliefs about reality, about what it means to be a person, about the importance of family, about faith in God. No other cult has had the power to intimidate a nominee to the highest court in the land into not even daring to state what a woman is to begin with. No other cult in history has so thoroughly corrupted our educational system, turning schools into indoctrination centers, not even sparing kindergartners from these perverse ideas that they promote. No other cult has come remotely close to having the power through big tech and big media to cancel free thought, free speech, if you happen to be one of their opponents, to deplatform and effectively muzzle those who dare to oppose their dangerous dogmas. No other cult has seeped so deeply into the fabric of corporate America. No other cult has been given the prerogative to mandate ideological workshops for employees and thus to threaten the livelihoods of those who simply won't toe the line. No other cult has insinuated itself into the fabric of our military and government, and in the process, increasingly is co-opting the power to control thought and speech. If this were a cult like the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons, it would not have even made it past the front door. But since this is a secular cult, our now secularized culture has given it the green light, the go-ahead. Now, the cult I'm talking about is wokeism. It's a cult that threatens our most basic values and freedoms. A cult that can literally destroy our nation if it remains unchecked. In her book, Awake, Not Woke, again, a Christian response to the cult of progressive ideology, Noel Meering says this: there are well-trodden comparisons between the woke and fundamentalist religions. What are they? Well, rejection of critical thinking, demand for total adherence to dogmas, ritualistic shaming, and rejection of transgressors. Human beings have instincts to religiosity, and in the void left by our dismissal of God, we tend to erect false and harsh gods out of ourselves. We want to be a part of a great drama or a grand narrative that gives meaning to our lives, our suffering, our daily efforts. Postmodern woke culture strips us of grand narratives, fractures each narrative into personal preference with no connection to ultimate meaning. We have narratives, but now they are but narratives of futility. And then Noel goes on to insightfully unpack the following characteristics of cults and how these are incorporated by the woke. What are they? Well, unquestionable dogmas. You can't question them. Adherence can never be good enough. You have isolation from people outside the group, even family and friends. Morally bad behavior is justified for some, intolerable for others. Attacks, shuns, and delegitimizes those who stray from their dogma. It harbors persecution complexes and catastrophic thinking. It uses sloganeering to avoid serious reflection or questioning. And that, of course, is precisely what cults do. In my complete Bible answer book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, I provide a helpful acronym so as to remember the characteristics of cults. Let me take a moment to apply that to the cult of wokeism. Again, the acronym CULTS, CULTS. First, the C, which represents the word counterfeit. To begin with, like counterfeit money, we must become so familiar with that which is genuine that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, a counterfeit like wokeism, we recognize it instantaneously for what it is, a counterfeit that hardly corresponds to reality. Then unbiblical revelations. Another common cultic characteristic is unbiblical revelations. That is what wokeism is, an unbiblical revelation. It is the unbiblical revelation, even revolution, in which will is elevated over reason, human power over God's authority. What is rejected is reason, the person, and authority, the three characteristics of the Logos himself. The Logos is the mind of God communicated in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the author and authority over all else. He spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And because Christ is the ultimate lawgiver, the ultimate fulfillment of the law, he is also the ultimate target of the unbiblical revelations of wokeism. Wokeism, an ideology that undermines the main and the plain teachings of the ultimate revelation. And then the L in the acronym CULTS, which represents linguistic subversion. Cults are, well, they're notorious for subverting biblical language by pouring their own unique meanings into key Christian words and phrases. Remember, speech is the serpent's quintessential weapon. Compulsory, ideologically approved speech. the mandating of politically correct pronouns. New vocabularies meant to reframe the way we think. New terms, you've heard them. Maybe you even use them, giving in to the ideology itself. Cisgender. Intersectionality. Rape culture. White privilege, and the list goes on. Idea laundering, sloganeering, propaganda, party cliches. And then there's the theological perversions. Wokeism is famous for the rejection of critical thinking, for adherence to dogmas that have more in common with the fundamentalist fervor of cults than of reality. The very concept of truth has been compromised, replaced by the myth of progress. Progress that is no progress at all. Progress that in reality spells regress. Finally, the S in the acronym cults should remind us of sociological deviance. Devotees of wokeism displace loyalty for God with loyalty for their guru and their group. They're galvanized together through physical and or psychological intimidation tactics. In fact, they display a we-they siege mentality and often cut off their devotees from former associations, including their immediate families. They subvert the role of fathers. They make men lecherous, engendering distrust in wives and ultimately rebellion in children. They ruin, they wreck the family. And they replace critical thinking with critical theory. Theory that emanates from the hearts and minds of monsters like Stalin and Pol Pot, from Marx, from Engels. When intimidations become so acute that they destroy familiar relationships, all civilization hangs in the balance. When imitations of authentic Christian culture loom on the horizon, remember, you can recognize them instantaneously by remembering the acronym that I just outlined for you, the acronym CULTS. Again, counterfeits, unbiblical revelations, linguistic subversion, theological perversion, and sociological deviance. In short, rather than teach people how to think, Gestapo only teaches people what to think. And of course, the consequences are deadly. In showing the similarities with kindred ideologies that have resulted in the deaths of over 100 million people in the last century. And by the way, I should probably say that given the release of documentations in formerly Stalinist countries, in countries that were under the boot of ideologies that are unthinkable, ideologies that emanate from the lives of people like Lenin and Stalin and Pol Pot, as I mentioned earlier, but more specifically from the writings of people like Marx and Engels, you have now good evidence that 100 million people, which is typically trotted out as the number, is insignificant compared to the real number of people that have been lost in the last century as a result of these kind of woke ideologies. At any rate, Meering writes this. She says, the force of the Maoist movement and the ideological similarity it bears with the woke movement today is striking. It might seem unbelievable that we could follow such a path, but time and time again, history shows us that human beings are capable of previously unimaginable evils, especially if hungry for meaning. they're given someone to hate and given the conviction of righteousness in their hatred. The sheer insanity of woke dogma, writes Meering, is that should ideological faults be exposed, faults like famine, misery, chaos, etc., blame is pinned on the fact that the ideology hasn't been embraced by everyone. Such thinking is socio-psychological pathology in spades. And yet for die-hard wokesters, it is incontestable truth. In addressing one of the critical battlefronts of wokeism, namely human sexuality and sexual promiscuity, Noel Meering writes this: for the woke, if there is a sin, it is our perniciously orthodox views on sexuality. The worst sin is to believe that there is such a thing as sin in this arena. For the woke, at the core of the human person, there is no core. We are no more than a collection of social identities, members in various social groups with no fixed history or origin story to unite us. And then she goes on to quote Flannery O'Connor. She quotes him regarding the folly of tender, of be nice campaigns in attempting to counter these evils without Christ. This is what she says. It is a tenderness which cut off from the person of Jesus Christ is warped in theory. When tenderness is detached from the source of tenderness, its logical outcome is not tenderness but terror. It ends in forced labor camps and in the fumes of the gas chamber. That sobering reminder of the hellish consequences of unchecked ideologies should prompt us all to act. But how? Well, to begin with, we all must pray fervent, faithful prayer to Jesus Christ, our Savior, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is firing the winning shot. Each of us must also understand the origins of wokeism in critical theory. And by the way, critical theory has now been idea laundered. So through peer-reviewed papers that are not peer-reviewed or even critical thinking at all, we've lost the true meaning of what critical theory entails. It is an ungodly and deadly theory. And we have lost the concept of how ideological Marxism and its cousins are responsible for so many unfathomable horrors. I'm not inclined to label many books as must-read, but let me do that right now. This brilliant, insightful, compassionate, and wise book is must-read. It's must-read for those who are concerned about our future as Americans, our future as Christians. In fact, given the current stake that we have in this cult of wokeism, a stake that has, well, it has attached itself to virtually every institution in society. It's run through the academy. It's run through government. It's even permeated our churches. Given the current state of our nation and all that is at stake, if Christians were to read only one book this year, Awake Not Woke, might just well be that book. And because our 24/7 work at the Christian Research Institute remains focused on equipping believers to think and live Christianly. I'm committed to providing these kinds of resources, these mind-shaping and potentially life-changing resources, resources such as Awake Not Woke, a Christian response to the cult of progressive ideology, to you who follow the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, a ministry that is committed to teach you, to equip you to think Christianly. And by the way, here's to you, to your partnership and generous gifts that help ensure that the Christian Research Institute's outreaches and resources remain available to those who are courageously fighting in the critical battles for life and truth. So as I close this Hank Unplugged podcast, I want to thank you for the vital difference that you make. Awake Not Woke is available to those who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. And let me put a PS on this podcast, which is that a sober assessment of cultural indicators would be that Christians are losing the battles for life and truth. But, and this is a big but, there are encouraging signs of awakening. So my prayer is that more Christians will wake up, will stand up, will speak up against the insanities now threatening our country. We have many resources at the Christian Research Institute that will further that end, that goal, that objective. So as I end this Hank Unplugged podcast, I want to thank you once again for standing with me in the battle for life and truth. Truth matters, as I say in my book, but life matters more. You can have a head full of knowledge and a body unable to fend off sin. So it's critical that we not only know the truth, but we exemplify the life of Christ in our own lives. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Hank Unplugged, the podcast, again, committed to bringing interesting, informative, and inspirational people directly to your earbuds. And please go to the web at equip.org and get your copy of Awake Not Woke. So long for now.